hashtag campaigns are BS. Nobody cares. It doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't move the needle. You're not out there doing anything. It's easy for Tom Cruise to just give 3 chintzy awards back. Who cares? So what? Throw them in the trash can. Nobody cares about these awards.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense?
So welcome to another weekly deep dive from the chicks on the right. That's us. We're going to dive right in to some amazing, like a new amazing phenomenon that's taking place, which is that Hollywood appears to be canceling itself.
I love it.
Which is fantastic.
I'm so excited about this phenomenon. And it involves Tom Cruise. Which
it
is
involves
even
Tom
better.
Cruise,
the guy
and
with
ScarJo.
The guy with one middle tooth.
Yeah, which you can never unsee once you've seen it.
You cannot unsee it, you guys. It's true. She's telling the truth.
It is true. Mm-hmm. But first, shout out to all of the people who have been sending us messages about how much they love their moccasins that they got from MyPillow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, people are in love.
They are.
And what did we say? Is this not what we said?
We said people were going to love them. Now I have a boy that lives in Texas and he has them and so does his fiance. And listen, Texas gets hot, but they still love these moccasins, you know, because you can wear them outside when you walk the dogs and stuff.
Yeah, the soles are really, really nice.
I think that's what a lot of people don't understand is that these are legit moccasins, you guys.
Right.
You can wear outside. So they're kind of like indoor slippers, but they're outdoor shoes, which are fantastic.
Exactly.
So you need to get them, you guys. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Enter promo code
CHICKS.
That's the promo code. It's CHICKS. Or call 800-875-0513. And while you're there, take advantage of the deep, deep discounts.
Because like on the towels right now, it's so deep.
It's out of control, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, which are, those are like Mock's favorites, right? MyPillow premium pillows, which are my favorite. And then the new My Slippers, of course. Get your MyPillow 6-piece towel set. Oh my God, you guys, these are thebomb.com.
I don't know how much we can say it until people start really understanding the difference these towels make.
The towels are so amazing. And you can get them for $44.98, which is a fantastic price. They're great wedding presents. They're fantastic. The promo code is, what is the promo code again?
CHICKS.
That's right. Call 800-875-0513 or visit MyPillow.com today.
And by the way, that $44.98, it's for a whole set. That's 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. It's the whole set.
Like get 2 for a wedding present and that's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Amazing.
For real. And they have all the colors. They got all the colors. Okay, so what we need to talk about today is the fact that Hollywood appears to be starting to eat its own on this whole wokeness, diversity stuff.
Bullcrap.
And the reason that we know this, I actually saw a couple of different articles related to this story. But, you know, we had the Golden Globes, what, like a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that. We had the Golden Globes. Right. And Golden Globes are, of course, run by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's like this group of 90-some entertainment celebrity Hollywood journalists or whatever who then decide who gets the big Golden Globe prize for TV and movies. And so they have now been accused in the past of having a lack of diversity in their 90-member group. Mm-hmm. And so I guess they've promised in the past, oh yeah, we're going to totally work on our diversity, but they haven't done it to the satisfaction of the very people that they are awarding Golden Globes to.
Okay, but here's what I don't understand. Okay, so when they say work on diversity, when these people are pissed off about diversity, what does that mean exactly? What does it mean? Like members that are like black, brown, gay, transgender, is that what they're saying?
Yes, members? That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying in the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is around, again, I think it's 87 journalists, and it's a very exclusive group. So they are being accused of underrepresenting black people, underrepresenting gay or LGBTQ people. They've been committing, I guess, for a while that they will have more representation from those groups, and they just haven't yet. And so now the Hollywood stars themselves are like, we're mad.
Yeah, now they're mad. Okay.
Now.
So like they're like, we've had enough. We've had enough non-diversity. We want to see more diversity. And so what they're doing is stuff like Tom Cruise is giving back his 3 Golden Globes.
I mean, and what's the point? For real.
What did he get? Like one for like Rain Man, and he got one for like Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
I love that movie.
Oh, that movie's excellent. I freaking love that movie. And then I can't remember what his other one was for. I mean, I don't either. Apparently, it wasn't important enough for me. So
maybe it was Born on the 4th of July. Remember that one?
I think it was that one.
Was it? Okay.
I think it actually was that one. Yeah. Because I mean, it's not like it was going to be for Mission Impossible or something like that, right? So, and it's definitely not going to be for the volleyball scene.
Although I would argue that it should be.
No, he was the worst one out of all of them.
Well, that's true.
Are we going to have a discussion about his body as opposed to all the other bodies?
I think we need to have a sidebar discussion right now about his body.
Because his body's a little odd. I'm going to put it out there.
I don't remember what's odd about it. I mean, he's short.
I think he has, if you look at his body compared to, say, like the Val Kilmer at that time, not now. But at that time, Val Kilmer and then like all the other guys who were, I don't even know it, like Viper and all those guys who were out there playing volleyball all the time. Okay, I know we have to have a sidebar conversation here because you know it has to be done. But if you look at him and his body compared to the other guys, his body is odd, you guys. Maybe it's just that I have.
But like odd how? I need to understand this right
now.
I don't.
It's like too squatty or something. Like it's
okay,
like,
so like a short torso?
It's like he doesn't have, like, it's like it's womanly or something. I don't
really?
Know. It's, yeah, there's something about it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying, women? Like, there's something about it that is just, is it, did you not see it? Like, we need to do a side-by-side
Maybe
comparison.
I was too distracted by the other bodies.
I think you know what I mean? But if you look at, like, okay, so then that's my point then. It's like he didn't have Golden Globe-worthy abs as opposed to, like, say, Viper or whoever it was, whatever.
Iceman. Iceman?
Iceman, yes.
Iceman.
You know what I'm saying? So anywho, Tom Cruise has never done it for me.
Yeah. I mean, he's not everybody's cup of tea.
He's not my cup of tea, you know? He's
and that's fine. But, you know, he is a good actor. He's done some fine work as an actor, and he's been recognized for that work by
the
HFPA.
Golden Globes, as evidenced by his 3 Golden Globes, which he gave back. My question is, why didn't he give back all the money?
Right. And this is the question, right? Because now, so it's him giving back his awards. It's now Scarlett Johansson calling for her celebrity Hollywood friends to boycott the Hollywood Foreign Press entirely.
Yeah.
And so she's doing that. I'm sure people are jumping on board because she's saying it's just, you know, it's time and we need to be more reflective of all the diversity. And then we've got Mark Ruffalo doing the same thing, right? Mark Ruffalo just won a Golden Globe and he's all, well, I don't feel good about it though.
So we have to have a conversation about Mark Ruffalo again now. And we have to have
another sidebar coming up.
Here's another sidebar. Listen, I know it's people are going to be like, Daisy is so, she's vapid and shallow, but we're talking about Hollywood stars, okay?
As a rule, they are vapid and shallow, and
right.
We get to do the same.
And this is the thing. They're supposed to be, like, these are the people who are, like, the prettiest of the prettier. They're supposed to be. Remember when, like, I don't know, who's an example? Remember when guys are supposed to all look like Brad Pitt? Or like, I don't know, we're supposed to go like a really old, old, old star, like a Rock Hudson or something.
Yeah. You know, or like a Cary Grant.
Right. They're supposed to be like super duper handsome. And then you have Mark Ruffalo. Like what? What is that? Who decided he was going to be a leading man? Who asked? Like if there was a questionnaire that went out that said, hey, do you think Mark Ruffalo should be a leading man? I'd be like, what? I mean, would you pick him?
No, he would not be in my top many. He would not be in the top many.
And he plays like the same guy in every single movie.
Well, I cannot think of a single movie he's been in. What does he even do?
In the Avengers. He's like the doctor that's the Hulk. He was also in 13 Going on 30 because my daughter and I watched that several weeks ago.
That's right.
My daughter's 11 and I decided, okay, we're like in this apartment now. And I'm like, okay, we need to watch some movies. Okay. Cause it's like, she can start watching some of these like PG-13 rom-coms with my supervision. And I thought 13 Going on 30 would be a great movie for her to watch. And it was precious, except for the fact that Mark Ruffalo is the lead man.
So I haven't seen a movie that he's been, well, except for 13 Going on 30. I did see that years and years ago. Like, I remember him being the nice guy.
He's the nice guy. But it's kind of like when you see Adam Sandler marry Salma Hayek in a movie. Like, that would ever happen in real life.
Matthew Perry married Salma Hayek in a movie.
This is the thing. It's a movie. It's how we know that it's all fiction. Like, Mark Ruffalo would ever get Jennifer Garner in real life.
True.
I mean, it was miraculous that Ben Affleck did. Let's all get real.
That's
anyways,
a whole other story.
Anyways, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, literally last night, my husband has Family Guy on. Uh-huh. And there was that scene where they put together Mark Ruffalo and Janine Garofalo's names into a show. I have to play it for you because I thought of this. And I cannot believe that we're even talking about Mark Ruffalo today when this was just last night. Okay, ready?
We now return to Janine Garofalo and Mark Ruffalo in Garofaroofalo.
Turn it off, Chris. I don't even want to know what that is.
Oh my God, so great. Nobody wants to know what that is. But actually, that would be a good pairing.
Yes, would be a good pairing.
That'd be a really good pairing. Mm-hmm. Anywho,
well, remember she was in that movie. What was it called?
Like, Reality Bites.
About cats and dogs.
Oh,
and she was a radio host in that movie, and the main guy that she ended up with kind of looked a lot like Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, Ruffalo. I can see this. Ruffalo. Nobody knows a low. Okay, so he's pissed off that there's not enough brown and black and transgender and lesbians and gay and pansexual people in the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Right? Yeah.
He's mad about it. Okay, but is he giving his money back?
No, he's not giving. Now, actually, I don't know if you get money with your award.
No. Okay,
you reap the benefits of that popularity.
That's
sure.
what I'm saying. But that is my point. You may not get money from that award, but these people have all reaped the benefits of getting these awards and having these movies made and everything. They're all freaking loaded. So it's like, it's nice that they can posture and say, I'm going to give these crappy little awards back that mean nothing to anybody, but just all of us like that are looking at each other as high schoolers, grown up high schoolers, and giving each other awards every year. Do you care about an award? I don't care about
Well, but
about
that's the thing is that it used to be that so many people cared. I was totally into the award shows way back in the day.
Right.
When they actually were entertaining and they were glamorous and there was some mystique about them. And then they became political and I was out. I was done.
But see, nobody cares. And we've talked about that. Nobody cares about these things anymore. Their ratings are down. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, you know, who cares? So it's easy for them to posture and say, oh, I'm going to give these awards back. It's easy for Tom Cruise to just give three chintzy awards back. Who cares? So what? Throw them in the trash can. Nobody cares about these awards. What does that do? It's like starting a hashtag campaign. Hashtag campaigns are BS. Nobody cares. It doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't move the needle. You're not out there doing anything. It's just you posturing and saying, oh, my God, I used a hashtag.
Right.
So who cares? You're not doing anything.
What is interesting about this is that it actually is doing something in that now NBC has decided we're no longer going to air this. And they had, you know, they had an agreement with the Golden Globes. They've totally nixed the entire 2022 ceremony because of the supposed lack of diversity at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So in that way, it's almost like they have an out, right? Like somebody, I can't remember who was saying it earlier. Somebody was saying this is the out that Hollywood can take because their ratings are so piss poor. So now they can be like, we're just taking it off the air because of our principles. No, you're taking it off the air because nobody's watching it.
Nobody's going to watch it. It'll save you from the terrible ratings. It'll save you from the terrible ratings. And you know what? It'll save us from having to watch your bull crap. And they can put something else in. Like, God knows, maybe they can slip like Yellowstone into that slot or something. Something that's like that we actually want to watch. Yeah, because none of us want to see all of you yahoos up there getting awards. Nobody cares.
And just congratulating yourselves. I mean, it's just, come on. It's like
that's
such self-important nonsense, right?
Exactly. It's as bad as Gretchen Whitmer getting an award for COVID.
It really is that bad.
It's exactly
and it's all
what it is.
Because of this lack of diversity of skin tone. This is what's driving literally everything in our country right now.
Everything.
Speaking of skin tone, we need to talk about skin for a minute. Because once again, I am distracted by your jawline. I'm very, very distracted. I can't concentrate.
Are you distracted?
Because of the tightness of your jawline.
Are you all right?
But Lee, listen, but you, one thing that you don't have and one thing I don't have, but I know a lot of people suffer from it, is bags under the eyes and sort of that puffiness that you get under your eyes.
Right.
That's a huge problem. And what's really awesome about Genucel, which is one of the brands in the Chamonix line of skincare, they have a solution for it that it's the serum that has plant stem cell technology. And it, along with their instant effects, which are both used for puffy eyes and bags under the eyes, I'm telling you what, the befores and afters that I've seen of what that stuff does for people is freaking amazeballs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff, you guys. It is. I use their jawline stuff, and I use their XV cream, which I love it. It's so great. It's great for maturing skin like mine. It's really great. So save big on GenuCell's risk-free introductory offer. You can go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. Enter our promo code. What's the promo code, Ma? For an extra 10% off, that's lovegenucell.com/chicks. You're going to get the amazing Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free. I also use that. I use it
that
on my neck. I use it on my neck a lot. It only takes like a couple drops. And you can get it for free when you order the most popular package today. That's go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. Chamonix, you guys. It's Chamonix.
I love their stuff, man. I've just been using it forever, and I just love it. By the way, GenuCell, GenuCell, lovegenucell.com/chicks. It's amazing. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
So,
so when is it going to implode, Ma? When is it going to? Because here's the thing. So they're starting to eat their own, right? Mm-hmm. And they're shutting down the Golden Globes, and they're like, whatever. They're turning, like, all these award ceremonies are starting to implode now because nobody's watching them. They're starting to shut them down. They're using this as an excuse. This is my opinion, your opinion, a lot of other people's opinion. And so the stuff is starting to shut down. Nobody cares. I mean, I actually saw a trailer for a movie today that I'm interested in.
It
was like
the Billy Crystal movie?
Angelina Jolie movie, which looks pretty good. And the only reason I'm interested in it is because it's from the writer of Sicario and the co-creator of Yellowstone. So I was like, Barr? Because, you know, I like both of those things, right? I watch Yellowstone like crazy, and Sicario is like a kick-ass movie. So I was like, okay, well, I'll watch this movie. But I was thinking to myself, movies are like, I have not been interested in movies in forever. I don't really care much about them. And I'm just wondering, like, how much longer until that industry just completely implodes, right? Because I don't go to the movies anymore. I don't sit in the theater. I wait for them to come to me, and then I'll watch them with my family. I'll pop popcorn, watch it with my family. I'll spend, like, I spent $20-$25 on the Wonder Woman movie, 1984. That's the last movie that I saw, the new movie that I saw, and I watched it in my home, okay? And we watched it together, and that was it. I feel like that's probably what's going to happen with this new one. And I'm wondering, like, when is the industry just going to completely implode?
Well, they're doing a fine job of getting there because not only, you know, we've been talking about HFPA and the Golden Globes, but the Oscar and the Academy of Motion Pictures or whatever that's called that doles out the Oscars, they've already dealt with all of this stuff too. And they've already set their new criteria for diversity, which means that there are certain quotas that you have to reach in every film. You got to have a certain number of diverse characters in the movie, in the crews in the movie, like all of this stuff. So think about what that actually means. A movie like Schindler's List,
you couldn't make it.
Could not be made with, or at least it could be made, but it wouldn't ever qualify for an Oscar because of these criteria.
That's complete insanity. So, like, why bother making the movie? Because the thing is, like, these directors, like, the whole point is to obviously, I mean, maybe not the whole point, but one of the big things is you want to be recognized by your peers. You want to be recognized by, like, these big hitters in the industry or whatever. You like, and winning awards is a big deal to these people. Winning an Oscar is a big deal, right? So why bother? Why bother making something like a Schindler's List? Why bother doing it? So we're going to have all these woke movies, which nobody wants to see, which suck. You know, why do that? The whole industry is going to implode.
And what's also happening is that they're starting to go after each other in hilarious ways. So there's this actress that I was not familiar with, Sarah Paulson, who part of American Crime Story, I guess. Anyway, so she's an actress that I don't pay a lot of attention to, but I noticed this headline and I thought it was so interesting because she is somebody who went after, along with a huge the swarm of woke people on social media, went after J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, because she has been very outspoken about trans stuff. So she's always maintained the radical position that biological men are men and biological women are women. And you can play dress up and you can, you know, lop things off and add things, bolt on boobs or whatever, but you are not actually going to become a man. You may live as a man, that was born as a biological woman. You may choose to live as a man, but you're not a biological man.
Right. You're biologically. That's science, baby.
Right. But you can't say that out loud in Hollywood anymore without getting canceled. And so Sarah Paulson was one of the people that went after J.K. Rowling, called her transphobic. You know, she was one of the people that tried to get her canceled. Well, now she is facing the culture mob herself over the dumbest thing I've ever seen, which is that she is planning on being Linda Tripp in an American Crime Story episode. So in order to do that, she had to gain some weight. She did that naturally, but she also didn't gain enough weight to really embody the Linda Tripp character completely. So they put her in a fat suit. And now the woke mob is coming after Sarah Paulson because they're like, fat suits? Oh, that's super dehumanizing. How dare you? And why couldn't they just hire a fat actor to play Linda Tripp? This is how dumb everything is getting.
Oh my God. And in your words, a fat actor is a factor. Okay. So, all right. So now we're saying that you can't do that, which is interesting. And I would imagine, and I wonder if, because we've got Johansson, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson, because she's all speaking out about speaking out against all of this crap now too. But back in the day, like several years ago, she used to say, she had the statement, and I'm paraphrasing, of course. There was a statement that she came out with where she was like, I should be able to be anything I want as an actress. I should be able to play a plant, a tree, a whatever, anything. As an actress, I should be able to be or do or say anything. You know, I should be able to act as anything. I wonder if she's coming out to her defense, you know, because now with all this like wokeness and stuff, has Scarlett changed her mind? Because now
because remember, she gave up a trans role. She herself was going to play a trans character and then gave it up. At first, she was like defensive about it. And she said the things that you said she said.
Right.
Like, I should be able to play any role.
And then
she was like, she did the work and she got woke. And then she apologized and was like, no, I can't do that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, these people are insane. They're going to get to the point where they can be like, I can only play a straight woman who acts in Hollywood because that is otherwise it's not fair to somebody.
Well, it's easy for her to say that because she's like literally, at least the last I checked, she was like the highest paid woman in Hollywood, right?
She definitely has been. I don't know
Scarlett,
if that's still
she may not be now. She may not be now, but she's been on the list before as being the highest paid woman in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for her to say that because she's a freaking gajillionaire.
Right. And she's made her money and now she can have her pick of whatever role. And
it's kind of like it goes back to the whole notion of like Jennifer Aniston and all those chicks who are like, you know, they don't say anything about sexual harassment or anything about, you know, being, you know, hooped and hollered at until they make all their money.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're very like introspective and retrospective where they look back and they go, oh, this is what happened. Let me tell you about how horrible this industry is and everything and like how, you know, and what I, they talk about it in such a way where it was so awful when it's like, but wait, you did the things and you did it and you made all the money. So it wasn't so bad when you were making all the money, was it?
Right.
It's
so interesting that happens right when they reach the point where people are no longer interested in seeing them naked.
Isn't it interesting? Right.
And then they're like, I'm so tired of being objectified and hypersexualized. Really? When you turn 50, that's when you've decided to be tired of it?
Yeah, it's like, coincidentally, that's when everybody's, like, all women's boobs start sagging down to their knees. So weird how that happens.
It's so weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? You do have choices when you reach that age.
That's
one of those choices that you can make.
Speaking of saggy boobs, let's talk about AMAC.
Right. Was that like the greatest segue time?
They're going to really appreciate that, Mark.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But for real, there is no better time to be vigilant when it comes to defending our freedom. And that is something that AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, does really well. They are not just your typical, you know, mature persons or retired persons club or organization that you can get discounts and amazing benefits from. They are so much more than that. They care about fighting for conservative causes and our freedom. And that is why we are card-carrying members, man. That's an amazing organization.
Yeah, they don't send out a bunch of, you know, bullcrap mailers like every other day. They do have a magazine that's fantastic, but it's not coming at you every single day and has a lot of unbelievable information in it. And they're just a wonderful, wonderful organization who believes in and they fight for the things that we want them fighting for. And they're actually doing it. They're in the fight, which is fantastic. So we stand with AMAC. We hope that you guys will too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are awesome, you guys. We're members. We love them. Being a member is completely awesome. But the
cost, it's $16 a year, you guys.
$16.
That's
three lattes, you guys. Yeah, but the cause is even greater. So join today at amac.us/chicks.
Do it.
Do it.
Now, I feel like since they're eating their own in such a amazing way right now, like this Sarah Paulson thing is just the latest example in many. I don't know. I feel like at some point the tide is going to turn, because how can it not?
That's very hopeful. I mean, it's very, very hopeful that you feel that way. If that's the case, then I feel like then that is indicative and representative of all this wokeness. All of it. Because I feel like the pendulum is swinging so hard to the left.
And it got stuck over there.
Right. It's because we're getting to that point where it's just completely, completely insane. I mean, yeah. And on so many levels. I'm even seeing so much even at work, where I was even telling you that, like, I did a focus group the other day with a bunch of Gen Zs, and they were saying that, you know, just the campaign that I showed them of America, there was a campaign. We'll have to do like a whole other podcast on this. But they were saying that just the notion of America is too political.
It's, you know, that's crazy.
Right. And so like I think the pendulum on just everything in our society, everything, this included. And since Hollywood is such a pillar holders of the culture, hate it. I mean, I absolutely hate it. I don't agree. I hate that they are, but they are. And so they're holding the torch when it comes to the culture. And so I feel like they've swung so far to the left that people are looking at them like, you guys are just freaking ridiculous. Like, you're just dumb at this point. You're like a caricature of yourselves at this point.
Right.
And so at some point, like, the levee's going to break. And then, because I've just lost interest. I mean, I don't think it's just because I'm older.
No,
literally lost interest.
And, you know, Megyn Kelly, actually, she was commenting about this whole Sarah Paulson thing. She had a great point. She pointed out Paulson went after J.K. Rowling for saying that sex is real. She has since been attacked 2 times by the mob for refusing to post her pronouns, and now for playing a larger woman. And then she made this point, which I thought was so spot on. She said, and this is Megyn Kelly, "You cannot pay insurance to the woke and expect protection. They eat their own daily." And the more it happens, the more I love it.
Yeah. And eventually they're just going to disappear.
That's what I'm hoping.
They're just going to keep eating and eating and eating and eating until they disappear. I mean, it's just like, you cannot perpetuate the species like that over there.
You can't.
On the left. You can't do that.
You just can't.
So, yeah. And I'm, you know what? And I'm going to enjoy watching it.
I am too. Mm-hmm. And I bet our listeners will too. Some of them were so kind that they went and made comments on the Apple iTunes podcasting platform. They left reviews and they left some nice comments. I've got a couple. One from Diana 1111123.
Okay.
She says she cannot go a day without us.
That's so
she
sweet.
Said, I know. She said, "Mock and Daisy, y'all are the best. I randomly came across one of your YouTube videos last summer, and I've been hooked ever since. Now, I religiously listen to your YouTube lives on my time because I can't wake up that early. Thank you for the daily dose of news, laughter, and a whole lot of truth. Love y'all." Ahoswa, Ahoswa, said, "You two rock. Love these two. Love this podcast. It's healthy to get a good laugh at the woke world." Is it ever? I mean, that's the only way to take all this, right?
I totally agree. Amen to that. Yeah.
And then finally, we've got one from my username 176, who says, "I love everything about this podcast. I love Mock and Daisy's sense of humor, outlook, and opinions about current events. They are a highlight of my day. I'm trying to find another podcast to add to my list, but nothing compares so far.
So
looking
sweet.
Forward to checking out the kitten fur technology myself." And you said you can get your kitten fur technology from my pillow.
It's kitten fur. Easy. Squeezy technology. Not to correct you or anything, but it is squeezy technology. We're gonna patent that. We're gonna get like a trademark on that. We're working on it.
My pillow will try to tell you it's like other memory foam,
some other bull crap, whatever. No. It's squeezy kitten fur technology.
Right.
That's right.
Anyway, really, 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 really nice reviews as always. Thank you for leaving those,
guys,
everybody.
Thank you so much. Listen, you guys can find us on all the places. Facebook, Chicks on Right. Chicks on the Right, I'm sorry. All of our little, like the places like Instagram and Rumble and Twitter and all of those social handles. It's all Chicks on Right. It's at Chicks on Right. That's where you can find us. And then, of course, the best place that you can find us and then find all the things, including our podcast and everything, is our website. It's chicksontheright.com.
That's exactly right. And if you're looking for an exclusive members-only troll-free zone, you can also consider joining our Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group. Look for Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group and consider joining. It's subscription-only. That's how we keep it troll-free. And it is an amazing group of conservative, like-minded, hilarious, and really caring people that have all become friends even outside of that group.
All of
which is my favorite.
Those people are great. I mean, I love our, that's the one thing that we're the proudest of is the community that we've built. These people are freaking kick butt people. So, yeah, consider joining that group because they're pretty freaking amazing. And you guys, until next week, have a fabulous week.
Bye.
Jobs aren't getting filled and Joe Biden insists generous unemployment benefits are not a factor. And some lefties are now referring to mothers as birthing persons. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll discuss the good, bad, and crazy stories of the day and get in some good laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.